This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Life comes with big money questions. Are target date funds a smart or lazy way to invest? Should you pay off debt or invest extra cash? Can you deduct your dog as a home security system on your taxes? NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast has the answers. Their finance journalists break down investing strategies, tax planning, and smart ways to build wealth and navigate big financial decisions. Work smarter, not harder, on your finances this year. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast wherever you listen.
And now, two pigeons who can't believe how good humans have it with DirecTV.
These humans are hopping from streaming apps to live sports without batting a wing.
All from the DirecTV home screen.
With just one click, you could be watching a baseball game, a movie on Netflix,
or a critically acclaimed documentary.
You watch documentaries?
I love the ones that leave you with a question.
What?
Exactly.
DirecTV, a better way to watch whatever you want to watch. Visit DirecTV.com.
Internet-connected Gemini device, separate Netflix membership, and additional paid subscriptions required for third-party apps.
A lot of texters playing golf tomorrow. You love to see it.
Love to see it. Get out there and swing them. The only problem is right now, God, I hate being that guy. The only problem is right now is like a lot of golf courses have aerated their greens, and they don't like to tell you. Which maybe this is just an unnecessary gripe on my part. But like if I were to call the course and you're the, you know what aerating the greens means, right? No.
I mean, I do. I don't know what the effect it
okay,
has on
so
you.
Okay, so obviously they, they're basically replanting, getting them ready for the wintertime. They put a bunch of like sand over them as well. It's like when they, it's not good. It makes them terrible.
Uneven, hard to read.
But you have to do it because you have to like get it ready for the summertime.
Yeah.
It would be awesome if I were to call your clubhouse and be like, hey, do you have an opening in the early afternoon? What time are you looking to play? Between like 10:30 and 1. Yeah, I got it at 11. Hey, just a heads up, we did aerator greens. So just so you're aware. Now, me being the snob golfer, I'd be like, oh, which is probably the answer to my question.
That's why they're not saying it.
Right.
Yeah.
But it's also kind of a Richard move.
So you'd say, oh. Never mind.
I'd be like, oh, I thank you for that. Thanks for the heads up. I'm going to look elsewhere.
Yeah.
Because it's not the same. But they won't tell you that because then you won't go play. So maybe that's me being a Richard for not playing.
No, I mean, it's like you can't really, your scores aren't going to count because you're like, well, the greens were aerated. My shots aren't really the way.
Well, and see, somebody texted in from the 620. Usually they'll give you a discount when that happens, but you don't know the discount's there until you go to pay. Then when you're there, you really look like a snob if you're like, oh, it's normally like 46 on a Saturday at 2 o'clock. Why is it only 33? Oh, we aerated the greens. Oh.
Oh. Gotcha.
I'll see my way out.
Homer Simpson in the bush. Aeration's a built-in 5-6 stroke excuse. Use it.
No. I don't want that. I want COVID golf where they put the styrofoam around the pin. You just had to hit it. Birdie. That didn't go in. The hell it didn't. That foam ring got in the way, dude.
I didn't know they did that. That's great.
No, only Richards did that. But you know what it is. It's 9 o'clock, Richard of the Week.
It's time for the College Football Report.
Oh, Richard, I'm so happy. Hold me.
Richard of the Week.
Not that guy, pal. Trust me. You're not that guy.
Friday, 9 o'clock, used to be on After Hours, Virtue of the Week. We moved it to Fesco and Dusty. Since Bob's not here, I went ahead and decided to grab two for myself. Number one, my first Richard of the Week. No surprise here. It is no surprise here. And your Richard of the Week, number one, from one Dusty Likens, is right here. Richard of the Week, number one, Dusty Likens. Boy, was I confident. Boy, did I probably spew some words into people's airwaves to think, you know what? He makes some good points. I'm going to put some money on Kansas. I'm going to put a two-leg parlay on Hunter Dickinson to have 15 and 10. As my producer shakes his head in disgust because of him, I listened and I lost money. I could have spent that $10 on my own damn All-Star special. But you didn't, because you let me influence you, and that's where you become a Richard. I am a Richard for telling people this exact quote.
Gets better every time.
So that's me. I'm a Richard of the Week. My other Richard of the Week, more on the path of what they normally are, is former Michigan offensive coordinator Matt Weiss. He's been indicted, and what a piece of garbage this guy is. Listen to this story. This is why people suck, and this is why you get called a Richard of the Week. Maybe you could get Richard of the Year in this story. According to the indictment, between approximately 2015 and 2023, I'm sorry, quick math, 8 years, Weiss gained unauthorized access to student athlete database of more than 100 colleges and universities that were maintained by a third party vendor. After gaining access to these databases, Weiss downloaded the personal indefinable information. I didn't say that right, but you know what I mean. He downloaded their personal information, medical data of more than 150,000 athletes, using the information that he obtained from the student athlete database and his own internet research. Weiss was able to obtain access to the social media, email, and or cloud storage accounts of more than 2,000 target athletes. He was also illegally obtained access to the social media, email, and or cloud storage accounts of more than 1,300 additional students and or alumni from universities across the country.
Wow.
That guy deserves to be completely locked up, taken away. I mean, literally, like, there's peeping Toms. This guy makes them look like a walk in the park, and that's disgusting. This guy is getting storage, database, videos, photos, medical research, all that stuff. For what? What personal gain do you get? This is a bad look for Michigan. And former offensive coordinator Matt Weiss has been indicted for this. And he was doing this for 8 years. Jeez.
Gosh.
How do you not know that if you're in the Michigan system?
That's what I want to know.
Look at you, Jim Harbaugh.
Yeah.
And I'm not blaming Jim Harbaugh.
No.
But this is your offensive coordinator.
Yeah, you're a leader. You've got to have a...
That guy's in the same room with you for 4 days a week.
At least.
And this guy is getting databases and research and information. Look.
Right under your nose.
I don't advocate for this, but maybe you've been sending some nudies to your girlfriend, and this guy now is watching that. This guy is watching videos of maybe, you know, everybody gathering for a funeral.
Yeah.
And he gets to watch that. That's none of his business.
Disgusting.
This guy sucks. Pull his eyeballs out of his head. This guy is Richard of the Week, number one. Mine was funny because I'm just a jackass.
Yeah, because it's just, yeah.
But, like, this guy is a absolute bag, a hat. Get effed, Matt Weiss. Get lost. Do the Vince Vaughn, True Detective Season 2, Walk the Desert. Just go. When you get into personal stuff and you go out of your way to do it and you do this much due diligence to find it, dude, that's rough. And for 8 years, guy's been doing it since you were a senior in high school. That's crazy.
That's insane. It's disgusting.
Sophomore in high school.
Yeah, senior. I think you had it right. Senior, yeah.
Senior year, you graduated in 15.
2017, 8 years, right?
Yeah, 2015 to 2023.
Yeah.
Been indicted. And again, third-party vendor gaining access to these databases, downloaded the personal, indefinable information and medical data. So he knows if you've got this. He knows if you've been here. He knows if your family is celebrating a birthday. He knows if it's your anniversary, if you got a nice, sexy photo, if you got this guy sucks. This guy's Richard of the Week. He's Richard of the Month. He's Richard of the Year. Matt Weiss, get lost. Get effed, dude.
And from the 913, I don't think you're blaming Harbaugh. I think you're just saying, you know, you're a leader. He's under your purview. some of that responsibility has got to fall on you.
It goes back to the same thing with Patino in Louisville.
Yes.
Like when they were running that stuff in their dorm rooms or whatever a complex they lived in, Louisville's not huge. Rick Pitino was the biggest person in Louisville. And it's like, he came out and was like, I had no idea this was going on. Rick, hey.
Sure about that?
Yeah. Right?
Come on.
It's like, Rick, you're the man of the town.
Yeah.
Right?
Nothing happens here without your okay.
You know this is going on.
Yes.
Why are you denying it? And again, I'm not blaming Harbaugh. I'm just saying, like, your offensive coordinator, right? Like, you mean to tell me that Nagy and Reed don't know each other's lives and know where each other's been or know if something's up? You and I have known each other for 7 months, and I know when it was a rough night last night for you. I'm like, you doing all right?
You okay?
Or you'll come up to me and be like, hey, you okay? I'm like, yeah, fine. Had a rough conversation with a lady, but that's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
But
yeah, whatever
it
may be.
You know it.
Yes. Already.
Disgusting.
Absolutely gross.
Mm-hmm.
On a lighter note.
Yep.
Drake, some Richards, man. Some good Richards, but they ruined a lot of people's nights. That's going to be too bad. Hunter Dickinson as well.
Yeah, Richard of the Week.
Richard of the Week, for
Hunter
sure.
Hunter Dickinson.
You know what? And
trying to get the fan base from Lawrence on your side?
Well, no, I tried to be on his side a little bit this week. Say, well, he's had a couple of good games recently. I've kind of liked what he's trying to do. Feels like he's taken some responsibility. He knows he is the guy who has to show up on both sides of the ball. Didn't do it.
Yeah.
And I was here this week kind of trying to give him some defense and say, you know what? He's a pretty good passer. He is the only guy they have. He's had a couple good performances. Like, no show.
Yeah.
11 points, 9 boards.
Yeah, and then a massive turnover. I mean, when he threw
massive.
That, when he threw that pass, game was over. Like, I literally said it out loud. As soon as that pass went errant, and I was like, oh, God. I was like, there it is.
Well, and I don't want to blame him for the being the receiver on the receiving end of a pass that was turned over, but he's in the post at the end of the game asking for the ball when clearly, I don't remember if it was Zeke Mayo, has his defender way off of him, playing Hunter Dickinson, clearly playing the post pass. Mm-hmm. Dickinson saying, yeah, feed me. And of course it's the guy, maybe it was Mayo, I can't remember, who passed the ball. It's his fault at the end of the day. But again, IQ, why are you asking for the rock, man?
You know what's also interesting about Hunter Dickinson? Was that team better last night with him off the court?
They had more energy.
What was that guy's name? Okunda or something like that down low?
Yep.
They were better when Hunter Dickinson was on the court.
They played more freely. The ball movement was nice. They had more energy. He's holding them down. I mean, he's been like,
not anymore.
Weight,
he's
dude.
Gone now. The 36-year-old seventh year senior's gone.
785. Our best run was when he was out and we went to zone. Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
That's what I'm saying. Like, he was out because I was watching the clock. There was like 6:07 left. And I'm like, Hunter Dickinson is not in the game, and KU is turning around. And I know we're going up against spring. Mm. But you remember when Bill Self was like, yeah, we're just not getting along with each other? I think Hunter Dickinson was the problem. You see his antics on the court. There's always an elbow. There's always something. Yep. We remember earlier on in the season when he put his foot in that guy's face, and I thought it was accidental. Maybe it wasn't. Maybe Dickinson's just a crybaby bee. And the rest of the team just didn't enjoy it. And he let the pressure get to his head.
Yeah.
Because he did not live up to expectations. He was supposed to be this guy that transferred from Michigan, the number one transfer in the portal. I remember Rob Britton almost ran around this building naked.
Oh.
And last night he was chugging his sorrows away via the Instagram app, 96.5 The Fan.
Yeah, check the Twitter page too. It's there.
Yeah, I mean, like, yeah, he just, what do you think his numbers were last night? Because I saw him literally with my own naked eyes miss two bunnies. Like 7'2" or 7'4", whatever the hell Hunter Dickinson is, right next to the basketball goal and miss them both. I watched him miss an alley-oop against Arizona in the Big 12 championship and also throw another pass behind his head. He just wasn't him, dude.
4 for 13, 1 for 4 from 3, 9 rebounds, 11 points.
4 for 13.
4 for 13. He shot 30%.
And you play center.
It's embarrassing, man.
Yeah, dude. Zeke Mayo's like, I'm glad that guy sucks.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference.
According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What is Dax? Are you
tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen. Yes, I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge. Trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
So I read in USA Today that the majority of people stop GLP-1 weight loss injection shots in a year. Now, what's concerning is if you get off GLP-1s, there's a real chance you can gain all the weight back. The solution? Almacid, a natural superfood protein shake. University studies show it optimizes your metabolism so you can lose weight easily, and Almacid has been scientifically proven to preserve muscle mass. Use Almacid with GLP-1s or as a natural alternative. Find out more and see the university studies at almacid.com. That's almased.com.
Street Easy asked former New Yorkers if there's anything they miss about life in New York City.
Let me put it this way. House of the Home Theater sounds appealing. But that's until you realize you no longer have a theater district.
Whether you're looking to rent or it's time to buy, Street Easy has the local expertise you need to never leave NYC. Go to StreetEasy.com to learn more. Street Easy is an assumed name of Zillow Inc., which has licenses in all 50 states.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Knicks Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Knicks, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Knicks Menswear, your friend in style.
Do you believe you were wrongfully terminated for speaking up against your employer? Wilshire Law Firm isn't afraid to go up against corporate giants and will protect you every step of the way. Get justice and feel safe. Call the experts at Wilshire Law Firm at 1-800-800-3333.
March Madness is here, and if you want to enhance the experience, join me, Gary Parrish, and my colleague Matt Norlander on the Ion College Basketball Podcast, part of the CBS Sports Podcast Network. We have new episodes at least three times a week and at the end of every night of the NCAA tournament. So before you go to bed, hang with us or know we'll be there when you awake. We'll break down games, make picks against the spread. Most of all, we'll have a blast. So join us on the Ion College Basketball Podcast on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.